Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
It is time to cast off words of darkness. It is time.
Yes, that's what you see in the sky. It's time, racing, going faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. You know, time will crunch your day. And time keeps ticking. And it is time. It's always time because we are in the times and seasons of our life with a timely message in the times of the Gentiles for the times and seasons of our life. And we are here to beat the clock. That's right. You can't stop the clock, but you can beat the clock. How can you do that? But by doing what's right, doing what's honorable in God's sight. And that's the way you redeem the time instead of it letting slip by you. That's the way I wanted to say it. My name's Ed Gutfeld. I'm so glad you're with us. This is the program, It Is Time, and we're here to redeem it. We're here to buy it back for an opportunity to serve God and do something glorious with our time. That's right. We are here to inspire you. We're here to light a fire so you can, you know, get your spurs on, get on the horse and get out of the corral and go out into the open plains and go into all the world and preach the gospel. Put on your white hat, the white hat of the gospel of peace, and spread the good news. Paul Revere has nothing on the church. That's right, because we are here to save that which is lost, and that is the time of our life and the times of other people. And live life with no regrets. Hey, this is going to be a great program. We're focusing in today on the blood of Jesus. What an amazing topic. What an amazing topic to have. You know, blood is so precious in our society. You know, you can have a lot of things go wrong, but when it involves blood, the gloves come off because it's precious. The life of the soul resides in the blood, particularly if it's your own blood, like your family. And you can hear about something bad happen to somebody, but the moment it happens to your family, then suddenly it becomes a paramount situation. And that's the way it ought to be, because the blood in and of itself is not powerful, but because of what it provides for us, it is amazing. And it's incredible that we understand that in Leviticus 7, the Bible said, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Blood is very important to our own personal lives. But it's even more important to God because the life of the soul resides in the blood. And so there's so much in the Word of God about the blood of Jesus and about the blood sacrifices. And somebody said, well, what's all this blood about? There was a lady one time came up to me after a service and said, what are you talking about blood? Christianity is a bloody religion. And it talked about the blood of the Lamb and the blood of Christ and taking blood at communion. And I said, hey, if you would just stop for just a moment and let God teach you about this, you would realize that it's a precious subject. It's so precious. And all you'd have to do is see a person in the hospital that needs blood, and you realize how precious it is. But then you come to the other place, and you see how humankind is trying to do so many things, so many different ways, trying to change ourselves, trying to better ourselves. We do everything we can except go to the heart of the matter. And the heart of the matter is we need to be redeemed. And the Bible said there's a curse on this earth. It's been cursed, and we try to cosmetically cover it up. And we try to worship and serve the creation more than the Creator and thinking, well, that's what we have to do to feel better about ourselves, is take care of the birds and the trees. And no, it all goes back to one thing, finding our place in God. And only God can bring us back to Him by the blood. So that's what we're going to talk about. But I want to start off with a song that's just kind of in general, a song of redemption, a song of power, a song of grace. And this is a powerful song called Mighty to Save. We have to know this. We have to know that there's something available that changes everything, that could come into our life, walk right into our life, walk right into our heart, and absolutely change the very circumstances around us. We realize when that's available to us, we don't have to fret, we don't have to wring our hands, we don't have to try to hug a tree. We can hug our Savior and begin to love what He loves. Mighty to save. Our God is mighty. say.
Hope of nations.
Yeah, he's mighty to save. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's mighty to save. Our God is mighty to save. He can move a mountain. He's mighty to save. And that mightiness comes through something very specific. And that's what we're going to talk about today on the program and sing about and just highlight the blood of Jesus. Somebody said, well, why do you talk about the blood? Because there's power in the blood. There is wonder-working power in the blood of Christ. The scripture said, Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So without the shedding of blood, there's no redemption. And redemption is when God comes and he buys us back. And we lost our way, as it were, through Adam. And somebody said, wow, that's so archaic, so old-fashioned, Adam, you know, come on. But look what people are doing today. Look at the way people are trying to change their life and change themselves. And cosmetic surgery and a lot of these things that go on, trying to change the way we look, change the way we feel about ourselves. And very few people can just enjoy who they are because of the way they were created and find their satisfaction and find their happiness in their Savior. And when that's the effects of the curse. The effects of the curse cause us to run to and fro throughout the earth trying to find something, attach ourselves to something that makes us into something that we were already created to be. But when the blood is applied, you find your identity in Christ. You find your identity in the new birth. You find your identity as being one with the Father. And we were redeemed. He said Christ redeemed us from the curse, this curse that's on this world. Christ redeems us from it. And all the religious laws of the world can't redeem you from anything. They can make you a better, they can cause you to live a more productive life, yes. But as far as being bought with a price, what's the price? The price is the blood. And the scripture said, for as much as you know you are not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, somebody took our burdens away from us. Somebody took our sins away, and it was the Lord. And by him we do believe in God that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. We purify our souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit with unfeigned love of the brethren, seeing that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. What can make our hearts so pure? It's the blood. It washes us from our sin. It washes things away. And you know, I love what Edwin Lewis Cole said. He said, man whitewashes, God washes white. Yeah. And there's power in the blood to wash us white as wool. Though your sins be red as crimson, I will make you white as snow. Glory to God. Only God can do that. Only God can change a heart. Only God can wash us like that. Wash us from our sin. And there's a very powerful song that's been in the church for quite some time. And it's called There's Power in the Blood. And this is Laurie White. And she's singing this with all of her heart and soul and mind and strength. Let the blood change your life. Let it do something mighty. Apply it right now in the name of Jesus.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Victory to win. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power.
Yeah, there's power in the blood, all right. That wonder-working power works spirit, soul, and body to effective change. God's will in your life. Hallelujah. Not just a change, not just changing furniture. You know, a lot of change in people's life is just like changing furniture in a room. You got the same old furniture, but you haven't really changed anything. And God wants us to be able to change something and to be able to change it in the right direction so it becomes fruitful and it becomes something that causes great power in your life. You know, I was looking at an article and it said 10 ways to change your life. Number one, positive thinking to change your life. Yeah, that's all right, but you know, positive thinking based on what? You know, there are things that happen to people that you can't positively think your way out of. And some people do, some people are a little stronger than others and they have the fortitude to do it, either that or they've been hurt so much they just determined not to be hurt anymore. And but positive thinking has a big hole in it. It's called truth. And the things that happen to us have to be dealt with head on. And some things have traumatized people to such a place that you can't think that positive thought until you deal with that rape, or you deal with that abuse, or you deal with that criminal act. And just by thinking positive, don't worry, be happy, is very difficult to do until you judiciously. There's a judicial side of our thinking as well as there is a daily side. What's the word I'm looking for? There's a side of us that knows we have to live every single day, and we have to, a practical side of our life, okay? There's a practical side of our life, but there's also the judicial side of our life. The practical side says, I want to have fun today. That's very practical. And the judicial side says, yeah, but I'm ticked off, and that what they did to me was wrong, and da 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 da. And until you deal with things judiciously, you can't always deal with things practically. Well, the blood is both. It's very, very judicial. The Bible said he's faithful and just to forgive us. That word just is a judicial term, and it deals with things judiciously. In other words, there's a price paid for that thing, and you can allow the blood to touch it and it'll take it away. And and then there's the practical side. He's faithful. Oh, God's faithful. He's faithful. He's right there. I needed him. He's right there. I messed up today. And guess what? He's faithful. He's right there. He never left me. He never forsook. He doesn't forsake me. So there's a practical side and there's a judicial side. There's a legal side and there's a vital side. The vital is what I need right now. The legal is what makes it binding. Nobody can take it away from me. In fact, the forgiveness you get, nobody can take it away from you. If God gives it to you, nobody can take it away from you. There's a legal side and a vital side of your brain, of your heart, of your life, and everything we look at. There's a legal side and a vital side, and the blood takes care of both of them. Second thing it talks about in this article, to get completely clear about what you want in life. Well, some people have no idea what they want. That's what they want. They want somebody to tell them what they want. They want to find out what they want. And that may not be you, but it is for some people. And the blood can bring you to the Father. The Father can tell you what you need. And another thing it talks about is getting into learning to help change your life. And you get around into learning to help change your life. It says one of the biggest problems with being forced to go to school every day for so many years of our childhood is that it makes us hate the idea of learning. And so he's talking about just become a person who loves to learn. And that may be hard to do if you don't even like yourself. But the blood will cause you to like yourself because you'll begin to love what God loves the way God wants you to love it. And there's a price paid for you, which means you have great value in God's eyes. And you learn to love yourself because of what God did for you and the fact that God loves you. And the thing that made you hate yourself has been paid for. Even though it's hard sometimes in the mind to accept it, your spirit grabs it. And the Holy Spirit hooks up with your heart and mind, and you become transformed. A mindset of constant improvements. You see, all these things are great by themselves, but without the blood. Constant improvements, how can I improve something that can't be, it's just the same thing over and over, reflecting on your life. That could be a bummer all by itself, reflecting on my life. Saying goodbye to fear, tell fear to take a hike. Fear is a hard thing to handle if you don't have something very powerful. If you're attacked by an enemy, you better have a bigger weapon. And it can't just be me thinking. It's got to be stronger than that. That's why, again, there's power in the blood, connecting with people. Some people have a hard time connecting with people. But if God places you in a situation where you're in the will of God, now God's going to put people in your life that have the same heart, the same mind, the same motive, the same mercy, the same forgiveness. And it makes it easier to connect with people because they're people of God, people of like faith. Bring a little love into your life. Well, that's maybe hard to do if there's no love there. Jesus has all the love. Oh man, nobody can touch Jesus where love is concerned. Can't do it. There's nobody like our Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And what greater proof is there than the blood of Jesus? Travel during and after you change your life. You know, keep moving around, in other words. And it goes on to talk about some other things, but I'll tell you what, there's no way to change your life outside of the blood. But in the blood of Jesus is powerful change. And so don't, you know, put away the online shopping or the shopping network on how to change your life. And you don't have to go on eBay trying to find out how to change your life. You don't need a PayPal account to try to figure out how to change your life. There's nothing. I'm telling you, there's nothing. Nothing like the blood of Jesus to change our life. Matt Redman has a song called Nothing But the Blood. Oh, you want to just saturate yourself with this song. Let it work.
Your heart speaks a better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me and stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. Your blood. Your blood speaks a better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Righteousness for me stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. Ooh.
Nothing But the Blood, Matt Redman, from the Face Down album. You know, wow, you couldn't say it any better than that. I remember I first heard this song at church. My son was singing it, Alan. And I've just seen so much grace in his life. And he's so quick to forgive, so quick to just walk in love and walk in mercy. And just hearing him sing that song, you know where he got it. He got it from the blood. We have so many disappointments in life, so many things that don't go right, so many things that, you know, are just not fair. They're just not the way they should be. But, you know, the blood of Jesus is the great equalizer. In fact, it doesn't just equalize it. It causes you to overcome. In Revelation, it says they overcame. Revelation 12:11, they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Oh, my goodness. And they loved not their own lives, even unto the death. What could take your mind off yourself and put it on God but the blood of Jesus? You know, they stand around the throne. They say, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power. He's talking about the blood. Worthy is the Lamb. They sing about the blood in heaven. And so many people get irritated when you bring that subject up on the earth. I'm talking about church folk. People that you know, they're just so religious. But there's something about the blood. The scripture says we're not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from our vain conversation. But we're redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus. That's amazing. There's so much in the blood. It's an amazing topic. And it sets people so free that my goodness. And so when you see a young soul that just gets full of the blood of Jesus in their heart, it's so easy to just absolutely be blessed by that and just say, you know, Lord, what you're doing in that person's life, as I stand there and watch them, do that in me. Do that in me too. I want that kind of freedom. And you can learn things from people that get touched by the blood. There's a song called On the Basis of the Blood by David Ingalls, and it's more of a teaching song. And, you know, as we say often in this program, this is a message-driven program. We're not going to just play things just to be silly or just to, because it has a catchy tune or a catchy phrase. This is driven as a message. And often, sometimes we get a little silly and so forth, but there's a message even in that. And, you know, The Basis of the Blood is a song that'll take you to the place of that, especially the legal side of redemption. When God came to fix the earth, he did it through the blood of Jesus. That's how he fixed us, because blood is the basis of covenant. When people cut covenants in the earth, they become blood brothers. These are sometimes they look, oh, that's very primitive, but it's the foundation. We've gotten away from a lot of that kind of thinking. We've got into just more of legal paper and so forth, and it takes personality out of it. But when you become a blood brother with somebody, that's your whole life is given there. And God says, I'm going to give my son. He's going to shed his blood. Are you kidding me? This is talking about becoming one. This is family. This is covenant. It has power. It has authority behind it. And you talk about running evil spirits out of your life, running depression out of your life, running a negative attitude. You don't sit there and just, you know, don't worry, be happy. You know, give me a catchy tune and I'll just tap my feet. No, you drive that unbelief out of there. You drive that negative spirit out with the power of the blood, because there is power in the blood of Jesus. But this is a very powerful song, and if you'll just listen with your heart open, you'll learn something, because it is on the basis of the blood that we approach God. It is on the basis of the blood that we stand in the freedom that we have. This is David Ingalls. On the basis of the blood, we have a strong relationship with God.
He carried his own blood. He entered in once into heaven's sanctuary, secured our redemption. He gave of himself. It was accepted, our seal of redemption, the blood of our Christ, God's holy Son. He bought for us a standing of eternal sonship, with all its rights and privileges, on the ground of his blood. On the basis of the blood, on the basis of the blood, I'm more than a conqueror, I'm a son of his love. The tokens of victory are before the Father. Now we have the legal right to use Jesus' name.
Yeah, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We reign in life through one Jesus Christ on the basis of the blood. The blood of Jesus bought us and gave us a standing with God. The Bible says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. In Revelation 5:9, they sung a new song saying, you are worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for you were slain and redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred tongue, people, and nation. God knows how to stop racial wars. God knows how to stop the insanity of racial discrimination and bigotry. People are so small as to look at another person's skin and race and determine that they're less than they are. When you go home to their house and their relatives, they can't get along with them either. You show me anybody that's racially bigoted, and I'll show you somebody who can't get along with their own shadow. And that's why they hate people so much. They hate themselves. And but there's only one cure for that, and that's the blood of Jesus. And you can go through all kinds of silly things. Another article, 10 Ways to Change Your Life. Detox your soul. You are a spiritual being in a human body. Have a talk with your higher self. Have a talk with your higher self. Oh my goodness. That's just more trouble. You get a great thing that you're God. My higher self is God. Connect, feel, and be one. Nurture your soul and it will nurture you back. You know, if you go to a graveyard and you dig up a grave, all you're going to get is more grave. Well, if you go deeper in yourself, you're just going to get more of yourself. And think that you've heard from God, but you didn't hear from God. You just heard from yourself. And that's no way to change your life. We want to change in our life. You know, talk about a change in life. I got to read this. I just share this story with you. Very fascinating. Most of you maybe know who Andre Crouch is, a great songwriter of the church. Written many soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. And My Tribute, these are songs that are standards in the church, written by Andre Crouch. And Andre Crouch was at a barbecue, 14 years old, with Reverend Cleveland, who's a great songwriter himself. And he was in his backyard, and they're at a barbecue. He's 14 years old. And Brother Cleveland just said, hey, you know, I just want to encourage you that you keep writing. You got talent. You got something from God. There's a touch of God on your life. And Andre at the time said that he had never written a song, never thought about writing a song, but he played and worshiped with other people. But because of the word of encouragement, he said it didn't take him 1 month, it didn't take him 6 months, didn't take him 2 years, didn't take him 5 years. He turned around, walked over to the piano, and wrote this song. Can you imagine a 14-year-old boy with the anointing of God on his life to write a song like The Blood Will Never Lose Its Power? That is amazing. When you listen to the words of this song, it'd just cause you to just kneel down and just say, God, have me. Do with me what you will. The blood will never lose its power. This is Andre Crouch. A very powerful song.
The blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. My doubts, and it calms my fears, and that same love dries all of my tears. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Reaches to the highest mountain, and it goes to
Shrek
from day to day.
It will never lose his heart.
Oh, I'm glad that
it reaches to the highest mountain.
Do you believe that it
goes to the
right? We're talking about the blood of Jesus. That's a 14-year-old young man that wrote that song. There is a fountain filled with blood. Oh, hallelujah. The blood will never lose its power. The blood will never lose its power. You know, I want to read you just a few scriptures. Take heed to yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. Jesus purchased the church with his blood. Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Titus 2:14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Hebrews 1:3, who being in the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins and sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9 through 14. Then he said, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He take away the first, that he might establish the second. By the which will, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, once and for all. Every priest stands daily, ministering and offering, oftentimes the same sacrifices, which could never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. From this time forward, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering, he had perfected forever them that are sanctified. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot. Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten from the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Revelation 5:9. And they sung a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For you are slain and has redeemed us to God by your blood out of every kindred tongue, people, and nation. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us, to cleanse us from our sins. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. It will never lose its power. Thank you for a now fountain that works in our lives. We give you praise for it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. That blood will never lose its power. Let's go back to that song. The blood will never lose its power. Never lose its power. That's Andre Crouch. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. That's mighty. Hallelujah to God. What a legend of our faith and Christian music. Wonderful, powerful song. And you know, we need to know that God's not into detoxing your soul. God's not into a makeover. God's into absolutely changing our lives. God's into washing us. You know, there's one thing that you can cover a lot of things. Cosmetics can cover things. You can cover things and hide things. But it's another thing to meet something head on. And if there's something that's bugging you instead of blessing you, you need to meet it head on. And if there's a habit that you have that's messing you up, you need to meet it head on. That's right. You need to apply the blood of Jesus to it. And just take the blood and say, Lord, I apply the blood of Jesus to this bondage in my life. I don't want this thing. I'm kicking it out of my life. And see, you don't have the authority and you don't have the power by yourself. But God has delegated his name and the blood that's behind his name that you can apply it. And you can say, no, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, I'm overcoming. I'm going to overcome right now. This is how we overcome. You apply the blood to that thing. Let's do it right now. I don't care what it is that's bugging you instead of blessing. I don't care if it's coming to steal and kill and destroy. It's from the enemy. We need to put it under us. Poverty is a curse, man. You need to apply the blood to that curse. If there's any curse on your home, on your life, just right now in the name of Jesus, Father, we apply the blood of Jesus over this situation, over this curse, over this thing that's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. We apply the blood right now, and we effect a change in the name of the Lord. We effect a change right now. That blood causes us to overcome. They overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And Father, our eyes, our gaze is fixed upon you. We love not our own life, even unto the death. That means we're not consumed by ourselves, that we put God's work first before us. And Lord, I thank you for a mighty, mighty transformation in the name of Jesus. A mighty, mighty transformation going on right now by the power of Jesus. That's right. A mighty transformation. You know, you got to get excited. And sometimes we just got to get really excited. And when you apply the blood and God does a mighty thing, you got to get out your tambourine. You got to start dancing. So I don't dance, Pastor. We don't get that excited, you know, in my tradition. Well, that's what's wrong with your tradition. Forget your silly tradition and start getting where God is. Start rejoicing in God. This is Nancy Harmon. And this is a song that'll just cause you to just stir up the blood-bought church. We are the blood-bought church, and we've got a reason to rejoice. We've got a reason to shout because, praise God, we've come out of bondage, and we're into a place of glorious liberty. Let's get excited. Yeah, the blood-bought church. Sing it again. Come on.
Church, the redeemed. We talk
Yeah, that's the blood-bought church. That's who we are. We're bought with a price. Oh, there's precious blood. There's precious blood. Oh, hallelujah, on your house, in your home, in your life, over your body, over your temple. My goodness, God can't get any closer to us than his blood. Mighty, mighty, mighty God. The Bible said that the blood of Jesus speaks of better things than the blood of Abel. Boy, there's so much you could just take off in the stratosphere, preach for hours. I mean, there's so much in the Bible about this. And it's the basis of our relationship with God. And then it becomes the basis of relationship with other people. Mighty, 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 mighty. So beautiful. You know, that's why God says, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He says, tell people about the blood. Tell people that I love them. Tell people I bought them. I redeemed them out of trouble. We're the blood bought. We're the church. We're the redeemed of the Lord. And this is what we need to tell the whole world about. This isn't some silly message. This is life. This is where we all live. This is the basis of marriage. It's a blood covenant in a marriage. It's a blood covenant in a home. My goodness. Lord, thank you for enlightening us. Oh, we've got our message. We got an army. We got to rise up. There's a revolution needed to take place right now. We've got so much to edify the world with. Hey, listen, you know, God has given us an assignment to go and find 1 million friends. I mean, 1 million people. And we're going to do that. And we can use your help. Why don't you give a listen? Find out what it's all about. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify Revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com. Hey, thank you very much for considering that and logging on to edifytoday.com. And let's just lock arms with 1 million folks and just say, you know what? We are not going to spread doubt and unbelief. We're not going to spread the disease of doubt. We're not going to spread the disease of unbelief. We're going to spread the great, great antidote of edification, exhortation, and comfort. God has a word to edify us every single day. And we can edify those around us, and we can meet somebody new and edify them every day. And that's what it takes. That's what this is all about in Team Edify, and that's what we want to do. And so we need every person to lock arms and do it with us. So do that, please, today. Visit edifytoday.com, sign up, and let's begin to shout the victory. Hallelujah. Well, it's time to wind up our program. It's not time to shut down, though. We want to stay active and on fire for God because it's the Super Bowl. That's what it is right now. It's the World Series. It's the World Cup. Everything counts, every word, every deed, every action, but we don't do it alone. We do it with a mighty Savior. We walk. He said they went everywhere telling the good news, God working with them, confirming the word with signs following. If something happened to you today and you want to let us know, just drop us a line at VCC, Victor Charlie Charlie, VCCMarin.com, VCCMarin, excuse me, gmail.com, VCCMarin, gmail.com, VCCMarin@gmail.com. I'll get it right one of these times. And you can tell us what's going on in your life. We'll share it on the broadcast. It's time to keep shouting the victory. We got to go. But we're just going to go out there into all the world and preach the gospel. Maybe we'll see you out on the street there. Tell somebody. You got to keep telling it. It's time to rise up and declare. And declare the greatness of our God. Till next time, don't put it off. Don't put anything off. It all counts. It is time.